不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍。无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒。即说咒曰：嘎提嘎提帕拉嘎提帕拉桑嘎提波利梭哈。请大家拿出上一次去年发的功德本诵，有没有带来呢？如果没有带来的话，你可以念诵英文的，英文的是在这本红色的或红色的阿弥陀佛佛教中心的我们的课诵，红色的课诵里面是第137面，这我们是以中文来念诵的。需要的人才看，因为我们这个课呢还是以华语来进行的。好，它的英文本是在137页。 The English version of this foundation of all good qualities can be found in the Great Prayer Book, page 137。功德本诵，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念此，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本也解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后暗习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言即律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识， 如理修习，道侣皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。上一次我们讲到哪里呢？有哪些人还记得去年我们在哪里听了？黑白夜诸果。The answer is third stanza. The third stanza.
After the death.
This life is as impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After death, just like a shadow follows the body, the results of black and white karma follow.
Okay. Maybe was to maybe 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes.
Question.
Okay, you can hear? Too much echo like that. Okay, yeah.
你们听得清楚吗？
Okay. 我听得
这样可能是我耳朵有问题。
Okay. Anyway, we do maybe five, ten minutes short meditation. Okay.
Okay, 我们先做一个简短的观修，大概是五到十分钟。
So, as we learned last time, you know, there's how to sit properly in the meditation posture. You know, then putting your back straight. Crossing the leg, you know. Now your two hand meditation posture. Then your eye can be open slightly, try to stretch. Then you try to sit there and look it. You know, your mind look your body posture for a few minutes. You know whether you're sitting correctly or not. Focus on that.
所以呢，我们这个观修呢，我们的就根据上次我们学的坐姿，就比如遮那佛的七支坐法来做。所以我们做的时候，最重要的是我们的背，我们背要直，要挺直。然后呢，我们的双脚可以加扶坐，就是莲花坐。然后呢，做的时候，我们的手呢要平放，放在我们的脚上面。然后我们的眼睛呢，可以微微张开。微微一点点，然后呢，我们可以自己坐意看一看，检查一下我们的坐姿呢是否正确。
Also, same time, your mind should be fresh. You know, very straight also the mind. Make your mind fresh, you know, not like lazy, sleepy like that. And try your, like, really waking up, you know. When you straight your body, your mind also wake up, make fresh.
为什么那个背要挺直呢？这是因为呢，这个帮助我们的心呢、啊，能够比较的专注哈，能够比较专注，而且放松，并且专注。
So when you want to meditate, body posture is important. In others, you a little bit bend or you know what call sit backwards. Then because the body posture, also your mind become more lazy like that. So good to be straight. Then same time, you know, try to straight. Then your body, your mind become more fresh like that. So it's important.
这个背呢，或者坐姿为什么要这么重要？为什么背一定要挺直？因为如果人背呢弯曲的话，或向后倾的话，我们的心呢很容易就散乱。
Sit the seven Buddha Parasana posture and look at yourself whether you're sitting every seven posture correctly or not. Scan with your mind, not I.With your mind, scan your body. Whether sitting seven posture or not, you know, a few minutes.
所以当你坐下了的时候呢，先可以根据你的心，用你的心眼来检查，看你的坐姿呢是否正确，是否是根据这个毗卢遮那佛的七支做法，用你的心眼呢，从头部啊检查眼睛啊，检查到你的脚底。
So next then, some breathing meditation for a few minutes, you can do that. So breathing, you know, three, you know, from right nostril, breathe out from the left. You can do three times, you know, breathe in, out, right to left, three times, then from left to right, from left, breathe in, and let it go from the right nostril. You can do three times, then also from both nostrils, breathe in, out, three times. So focus your mind on that for a few minutes.
这样静坐的时候呢，我们就来数息。数息呢，就是观察我们的呼吸。我们从我们的右鼻孔吸入，然后从我们的左鼻孔呼出。这样做呢，右吸左出，算一次。像我们要做三次，三次做完了之后呢，我们就更换调换，然后从我们的左鼻孔吸入， 右鼻孔呼出，这样左吸右呼，这算一次，我们就做三次。这样做完了三次之后呢，我们就从两个鼻孔一起吸入，然后从两个鼻孔一起呼气。好，所以这样呢，我们又做三次，所以呢，总共呢，我们要做九次，然后把我们的心呢，原念于我们的呼吸上。
So then, when your mind is quiet, living in present, then our next visualization in front of you, you can visualize Buddha Shakyamuni sitting on throne, lotus like that, so you can visualize that.
如是呼吸观之后呢，我们的心呢能够静下来，调伏下来，这样把我们的心呢原念于当下这一刻。现在呢，我们就观想在我们的前方虚空有一个莲花狮子宝座，那上面的就坐着本师释迦牟尼佛。
So he recommended, you know, somewhere maybe 1 meter or 3 feet. Distant from your forehead like that, so visualize like that, your forehead level like that. So then the size, I mean recommended, if small is the best, you know. So all this individual, but you know, not so big. If too big, then your mind become distracted, you know. So best is small as possible, but you have to make sure the image of the Buddha is clear in your mind. You know, so it can be 6 inch, 8 inch, you know, that kind of Buddha's image can be visualized.
这样我们观想的佛像呢，大概是在我们的额头的这边的这高度，就离我们大概是1米或者3尺。的地方啊，3英尺的地方，这佛像呢，当然如果我们可以观想的越小是越好，当然要看我们自己了啊。然后如果不可以，佛像不可以观想的太大，因为太大的话呢，我们的心呢就容易散乱。所以呢，这个佛像大概是六寸的这个大小。那我们的观想呢是越清晰越好。
So that's the object of meditation. So try to find that object, you know, in your mind. So the object can be also they recommended the Buddha image. You visualize like not so light, like cloud, not like that, a little bit heavy. Then that's better. Also it's made of light. It's recommended. No?
我们的所观想的本是释迦牟尼佛像呢、如果用我们佛教的术语来讲，就叫我们的对境、我们观想这个对境呢、它并不是好像那种木啊或者是石做这个佛像或肉的佛像，它是由光身所组成的。
Okay, so those who can visualize, try to visualize that. No, again, look your body posture, try to make seven posture, and bring the image in your mind. Look at that image. If not clear, then try to bring clear and focus there.
所以呢，如是观想啊，如果不清晰的话呢，你就专注一下，哈，把你的佛像呢观想的越清晰越好。
So then, next one, then visualize the light rays come from Buddha Shakyamuni into yourself and purify all our negative karma, especially those who have some kind of disturbing thought, negative thought arises, then this light go inside your body and totally purify it, you know. So you can visualize that and feel that you are totally pure like that. You know?
现在呢，我们观想呢，本师释迦牟尼佛呢发出大光芒，这大光芒呢照到我们呢，进入我们的身体呢，净化了我们的业障，也就是说呢，净化了我们的恶的念头啊，我们所受到的干扰啊，那念头等等，全部都消失不见了。观想完毕。
Wake up from meditation now, huh?
所以呢，我们的短暂的观修就暂告一段落。你要的话，你可以回家继续这样观修。
Freedom of this rebirth is found only one, yet greatly meaningful, and it's difficult to find again. Please bless me to generate this mind that unceasingly day and night take it as it, you know.
就去年开讲这个功德本颂的时候呢，已经讲过了，我们现在所得的这个人的身体啊，是非常难得的。所以在功德本颂的第二寄颂里面呢，他就讲：唯愿加持令我先体悟一次，就只有一次所得此善有暇身啊，它是非常难得，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起，取其精华心。
So.This is, I think, one of the most important topic to meditate, you know, in daily life.
所以呢，这个课题呢，应该是我们所有的每天的功课里面呢，其中一个最重要的一门功课。所以呢，我们要去日夜的去思维啊，这个法门。
So this is what we have, this present moment, the human rebirth. We have so much freedom, you know, so you should understand that. should understand that what we have, understand and cherish that, you know.
所以呢，我们必须明白我们现在这一刻所拥有的这个人生呢，它在佛经里面讲的叫做有暇身。我们要明白这个有暇身究竟我们有什么暇满的地方，所以我们拥有什么东西，明白我们所拥有的呢，我们才会去珍惜。
So she said greatly meaningful, you know. So it's really when you look at it like that, if you use cap, if you use this life in good way, you know, so this lifeWhat you call? You use this life in good way, so it brings so much happiness from this life, life to life, you know, after enlightened.
所以呢，这一个有暇身呢，在经典里面是讲非常有意义的，所以呢，这里就用难得有意。就非常有意义的，所以如果我们能够善用这一生呢，它可以给我们带来很大的快乐，而且不只是这一生，而是生生世世啊都会得到快乐，直到我们证得圆满的佛果。
But again, so if we use this human life in the wrong way, in negative way, then of course this will bring all the suffering from this life.From life to life, you know, up to the hell. All this bring by this human tribute, you know, if we don't use this human tribute in, use in the good way, only use that human life in the negative way, then bring so much suffering, you know, up to the hell like that.
反过来说呢，如果我们这一生呢没有真正的好好的去练，我错误的利用我们这一生的话，这个人生的话，往恶的方面去用的话呢，它将会给我们这一生带来痛苦，而且不知这一生呢得到苦的果报，就在未来生生生世世也会得到这个苦的果报啦，可能会坠落三恶道啦，在地狱啦等等哦，在恶道轮回，所以呢，我们就白白的浪费了我们这一个暇满的人生。
So here also Buddha said, whether you talk about the enlightened or you talk about the greatest happiness you can achieve, like enlightenment, or you can say the most suffering you can experience, like hell beings, suffering of the hell beings, all this come from your own mind, you know?
Can you repeat? Can you repeat, Ken Rinpoche? Cannot connect what you say sentence by sentence. 你们听得明白？
All the happiness. All the happiness, the highest happiness you can achieve, the enlightenment. All this comes from your own mind. And all the suffering.Which you do not want. This life suffering, next life suffering, after hell being suffering, it's also come from our own mind. Yeah.
Okay. 所以呢，我们可以看到从刚才的这个例子，正面的例子和反面的例子，反过来说，可以看到呢，我们所有的快乐，甚至是最高的快乐，就证得佛的果位的快乐呢，其实都是由我们的心呢造作而来的，靠我们的心呢怎样去用啊我们的这一生。同样的，我们所有的不快乐呢，所有的不好的快乐，我们不要的痛苦呢，比如说呢，我们没有善加好好的守护我们的心，然后我们去造作的话呢，我们就会掉入坠入恶道，所以这样的痛苦呢，也都是我们的心呢造作而来的。
So greatly meaningful. You know, so what you found this human rebirth is extremely meaningful life. If you know how to use it, you know, basis on that, so you can achieve all the happiness. You know, because this human rebirth, you have so much freedom. You know, because of this human rebirth, you have different intelligence. So, and because of that, we can achieve all the happiness, you know, based on this human life.
所以我们这个人生呢就变得这样去看去分析的话呢就变得极有意义了。这问题是我们要知道怎么样好好的善加利用我们的这个人生，这个所谓的有暇或者是暇满的这个人生。因为呢这个暇满的人生，有了这个人生，其实它带给我们不同的智慧。那不同的智慧呢让我们能够得到用这个人生作为基础去得到很多很多的快乐。
So also it's difficult to find again. And I mean, it's, you have to understand also the need to what called mindful on this all the time. The importance is that, you know, you have to be mindful on that. Mindful means remind yourself this all the time. Yeah. So here also it's difficult to find again, you know. We found this only one.Whether we can find this again in next life or not, then Buddha said it's difficult. You know?
所以呢，这样的一个宝贵啊，这样的一个宝啊，这样的一个人生啊，是非常非常难得的。因为呢，它其实呢是看我们的心呢是怎样去利用，所以我们要时时刻刻提醒自己。不断的不断的提醒自己，这个人生呢是非常难得的。像这个第二偈颂里面呢，他是讲一次所得，这个生呢是一次所得，我们只得这一次而已。我们下一生呢会不会得到这样好的或这样作用这样大的人生呢？其实是一个大问题，是个大疑问。这佛陀讲呢，我们不懂下一次会不会再得到这样的人生了。
So here, so the point is understand how precious this life, you know, how meaningful this life, you know, is not going to find again, you know. So this is the three things we have to really understand that, you know. When you really understand that, then you will make this life meaningful, you know, day and night. You use this life for some good thing.
所以呢，了解这一生呢，为什么这样的难得，为什么这样的有意义，为什么这样的珍贵？如果我们真正能了解的话，我们就知道这一生呢，其实下一次很难再得到同样的这个人生了。下一生呢，要再得到或下一次要得到呢，可能机会呢是很渺茫啊。很少机会再得到了。如果我们真正的如实的去了解佛讲这句话的意思的话呢，我们就会好好善加的利用这一生。我们会每天每夜24小时哈，都会把我们这一生呢过得弄得非常有意义。所以我们就讲昼夜升起，取其精华心。
So this.Most important meditation we can do for the beginner, you know, so because we don't understand this life, how precious this life is, you know, how grateful, you know, how meaningful this life, we don't understand that. Then also we don't understand how difficult to find this again. So because of that, we're not mindful on that, we don't understand that, we don't meditate on that, then.Because of that, then we don't use this life in a meaningful way, you know?
所以这一点的人生难得的是非常重要的修法。因为我们没有真正的去了解，所以我们不知道为什么这一生呢是这样的珍贵，这是第一点。我们不了解这一生呢为什么是这样的有意义，它的意义到底在哪里，珍贵在什么地方，我们也不会觉得这一生为什么很难得， 所以呢，因为我们没有完完全全的如理的去了解，所以我们不会去积极的去修，我们也没有时时刻刻起正念说要去修啊、修法等等。所以这些呢，都是因为我们不真正的了解人生难得的意义。
So then, the next sentence also important. This life is impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly each decay and death comes.
所以呢，就引导我们到第三个偈颂了。就是在讲这一生呢，其实呢是很快就会消失的，它是无常的。
Yeah, so of course we have such a good human tripod, have so much freedom, and it's really really useful, but it doesn't last long, you know. You understand that it doesn't last long, you know. It's impermanent, like a water bubble, like that, you know. It will.Disappear quickly like that, you know, anytime, you know.
这一生呢，虽然是很难得到的，这一生呢，这个狭满宝贵的人生呢，虽然是很有用的，可是呢，它却不是永远会存在的。他一下子就过了，怎么讲呢？这佛经里面这个功德本颂用了水泡沫这个例子呢，来比喻说明，这水中的泡沫呢，很快呢就可能随时不知道什么时候呢，随时随地呢就可以很快的消失了，就好像我们的人生一样。
So, I mean, this topic will recover, but important is just knowing.The one thing, but after that you must reflect in daily life, you know, must reflect this meaning daily life. You know, this life is so precious, also doesn't last long, can be disappear anytime, you know. You have to remind yourself and meditate on this topic, you know, in everyday life like that, you know.
静这一个偈颂呢，就第二个偈颂，就是这个宝贵的人生、狭门的人生这个课题呢，去年已经开始过了，这样我们听过了，很多人都听过了，在座的各位都听过了，也知道是怎么一回事了。可是知道是一回事啊，真正的去思维啦、去分析啦、去实修啊，是另外一回事。好，所以呢，我们这个宝贵的人生、这个宝贵狭门的人生呢。如果呢，我们不好好利用了，它很快就消失。所以我们要时时刻刻的提醒自己哦，提醒自己啊，去思维。而且这样的功课，思维的功课呢，应该是每天都要做的。
So again, why this important? No, again, why this meditation important? Without this, you are not really able to practice Dharma.You won't practice good Dharma without this meditation. In the really beginning, you must have this meditation. By only this meditation, then, I don't know how to say, this, this push you, this mind push you to practice Dharma. You know, this meditation will push you to practice Dharma. Push, I don't know. Huh?I don't know what to push or what that. Huh? Oh, not push, I don't know what the English word. Huh?
Motivate.
Yeah, motivate. Okay, motivate you to practice Dharma, you know? Very beginning, yeah.
为什么我们讲我们这样的去思维啊，这个课题或者这个法门呢是非常重要的，而且特别这是宝贵的人生死无常的这个课题非常的重要的。因为如果我们没有真正的去思维去实修这个宝贵人生还有死无常的课题的话呢，我们所有的修法只是 外面看起来像是修，其实不是真正的去修习这个佛法。因为在我们开始修法的时候呢，我们要真正能够了解什么是死无常的道理。因为真正了解呢，深入我们的心的时候呢，这个死无常呢就会变成一种动力，一种推动力，推动我们真正的去修习佛法。
Okay, so this meditation is important, you know, like this person talk about precious about difficult to find, it's greatly meaningful. No, it is like doesn't last long, you know, it will disappear quickly like that. So this meditation is very important, you know. Only with this, then your mind moves, motivate or moves to practice Dharma. So it's extremely important, you know. Without that, I mean,We can't do good Dharma practice. Not possible.
所以呢，这门人生难得、人生狭满的思维修，而且它是无常的，就死无常的，这门功课呢，是非常非常重要的。所以我们必须先了解为什么这人生是这样狭满的。它为什么这样特别？它特别的地方在哪里？可是这特别的地方呢，又不是永久的，因为它因为死呢会跟着来，所以它是无常的。这样真正的去了解这样的课题呢，它是所有修法里面的一个基础，它是非常非常重要的。因为真正如实理解之后呢，它才会推动你，在心里去推动你去真正的去修佛法，这样你所修的一切法呢才能被称为修法，要不然呢它就不是真正的去修法了。
So when you have this good meditation, your mind really want to practice Dharma, you know, when you have this good meditation, then really your mind want to practice Dharma. Like that. Then you engage in the practice.
只有当你不懂要用什么其他的话来讲，只有当你真正的领悟了，真正领悟到这个人生为什么这样的难得，为什么它是这样的死又是无常的话，这样你才会心里才会有个真正的推动力，让你真的去修习佛法。
So very beginning engaging practice Dharma, so this meditation important. Then after you engage, how to continue of meditation, the continuation of the Dharma practice, also very important, this meditation, dead impermanent, precious miracle, you have to remind, meditate on that, in order to, of course, not to decrease your practice, you know, the Dharma, you know.In middling, also extremely important to meditate on this topic.
所以开始修的时候呢，我们必须先修这个狭满人生哦，狭满宝贵人生，还有死无常的道理，我们要把它弄清楚，我们要真正领悟它的精髓，这一点呢是非常重要的，这样它会推动我们开始去实修佛法。这样在我们修行佛法的过程中呢，这个死无常和狭满人生呢也是非常重要的，因为呢我们不会呢，如果真正了解的话，它会推动我们继续去实修佛法，会修到一半就不用紧了，我休息一下，因为你想到你会死啊，人生是宝贵无常的，所以呢你就会继续推动你继续去修，所以呢你就不会呢懒惰啊，或者是那让它放松一点啊，减弱你的修行等等。所以呢了解这个课题呢，无论是在开始的时候，是或者是在你修行佛法的时候呢，它都一直扮演很重要的角色，一直推动你不断的去修。
Yeah, so idea is to engage in the practice, then continuation of the practice also depend on this meditation. Then after to complete that, continue and to complete, the Dhamma practice also depend on this meditation. You know, without that, you cannot engage, no continuation, no completion. You know?
所以呢，宝贵人生、暇满人生，却又被死无常哦逼迫着。所以，真正了解这门道理呢，它可以开始推动我们修行，它可以帮助我们在修行的时候呢，不会松懈，不会偷懒，不断的去修行。所以，它是一个强大的动力，推动着我们一直修，修到直到我们圆满我们的一切修行。好，如果没有这个死无常和暇满人生呢作为基础的话呢，没有任何佛法修行可言。
Okay, so therefore, I mean, there's just simple word here. Your understanding the pursuit of the reward is found only once, greatly meaningful, difficult to find again. So like that, then this life is like impermanent, like water bubble. Remembering quickly is decay and death comes. In a very short word.But it's extremely important, you know, to remind in the life, daily life, and meditate on this topic. So, then only then you are able to practice Dhamma, able to enjoy the Dhamma, able to complete the Dhamma practice, you know.
所以呢，我们看到这第二和第三个偈颂呢，其实就短短的。两句话也真的只有两句话也，可是呢，他却很简短的、很扼要的说明所有的修法的重点。比如说呢，我们这个人生呢是一次所得，只有一次，而且它是友善的，它是暇满的，然后它是意义呢非常重大，难得有意。哦，而且所以呢，我们要昼夜啦，每日每夜啦，24小时呢要去实修。然后他在讲这样暇满的人生呢，其实很快啊就不见掉了，因为是无常的关系，无常的力量不断的推动它，所以它就好像水中的泡沫一样，随时随地呢都可以泡沫就可以消失不见掉了。所以他讲哦，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，所以真的是只有短短的两句话，可是呢，他短短的话语，可是意义呢却非常的深远，非常的重大。所以呢，他告诉我们呢，怎么样去修法，修法应该是怎么样去推动的。然后呢，所以如果能够了知这个暇满人生和死无常呢，我们就会真正升起要修法的心。然后呢，我们也可以享受修法的过程。然后这个死无常、暇满人生呢，就一直推动我们，推动我们，直到我们圆满我们的修法。
Okay, I mean, this topic I already completed from last classes. So, I'm just repeating this. The point is, you know, in daily life, if you want to practice Dhamma, so read this, the pure sentence. You know, just as we read, pure sentence, read, reflect on that. And get some feeling in the mind.You know, and it's reality, it's true, you know. So, must have this kind of understanding in your mind, you know.
所以上一次，去年了，上一次就去年，今年才第一次。所以上次开始呢，其实已经讲过了这两个偈颂了，大概都讲过，都圆满了。为什么这次要重复呢？因为这两点是非常重要的。在我们的生活中，如果我们要真实的、如理的去修习佛法的话呢，我们应该每天呢都读念诵这几句话。但读几句话，不是念了嘴巴念了就算了，我们去反思，要去想哦，讲这句话，然后去分析这句话。然后根据我们所教所学的点呢，逐点去修行，这叫思维修。那这样思维修的过程呢，我们修的话，我们会得到一种觉受，我们有升起这个思维修所带来的那个觉受，那个感觉，对这句话那种感觉啊。如果呢有升起这样的觉受，相应的觉受的话呢，我们就可以理解这句话呢到底是对还是错的。
So the idea is that, so this is the teaching of what they teach, what Buddha teach. So the point is, you read that, you reflect on that, you know, then finding through your meditation or familiarization, meditation, you find this is something true. You know, what Buddha said, the teaching is true. Like that, you know, finding that conviction in your mind, you know. So this is the most important.
所以呢，这样的几句话其实是佛经上啊，根据佛经佛陀所教的教法。所以我们读了这几句话呢，我们要去记得，我们要记得这几句话，记得这句话是什么。然后呢，我们去寻找这几句话讲的到底是真的还是错误的，它是对的吗？所以呢，我们就可以啊，在生活中啊，这样去念诵的时候也去分析去想。那我可以坐下，当然可以坐下，也可以站着了，就去思维修，我们叫思维修，分析它的点，然后用你的心呢去感受，这一点呢到底是真的还是错的。好，然后呢，如果是真的，它是怎么样的，你有没有升起相应的那种感觉啊？这一点呢其实才是最重要的，因为佛讲的是佛的嘛，不是你的。
So like that, so while we have this freedom, we have this opportunity, then if we don't practice Dharma, then what will happen the next? You know, then here, so in the mind is good quality. After the death, just like a shadow follow the body, the result of black and white karma follow, finding form and definite conviction in this, no?
所以呢，我们要根据这样的方法去思维的，就是说现在呢，我们得到这个侠门的人生呢，它给我们的是一个很大很大的机会，是很好的机会。可是如果我们没有好好的利用这个侠门人生所带给我们的这个良好的机会的话，我们不去修法的时候，这样若不修他会怎么样？那我们可以这样反过来去想，所以呢，我们的未来会怎么样？就根据这个功德本颂，他就这样讲了：如果你不去修的话，你没有修的话，这样你的下一生呢，那死后会怎么样呢？他就讲：事后跟从，犹如影随形。哦，所以死后下生到底会怎么样呢？所以我们要去进一步的去思维，然后得出我们自己的结论。
So this is another topic to meditate. You know, so if we die suddenly, what will happen? You know, so again, depend on our karma. You have so much virtuous karma, good karma, of course you will have that kind of rebirth. You have so much negative karma, so much black karma, then of course, that part, your rebirth will be according to that.
所以呢，这是我们下一个要去思维修的，要去分析的。这样我们可以想啊，下一生会怎样？如果我们突然死掉的话，这一生突然结束的话，哎，这样我们要去哪里呢？我们会发生什么事情了？就是我们会发生什么事情？这样呢？如果呢，我们突然死掉的话，我们生前我们造了很多的善业，我们很多很多善业的话，哎，这样我们应该有可以去一个比较好的地方，我们该得到这个好的善报，我们的善报应该推动我们去一个善的地方，就善去了。如果我们生前呢做了很多很多造了很多的恶业的话，这样我们未来呢应该不会去太好的地方，我们可能就会坠入这个恶趣里面去了。
So another topic important to understand, to learn is the karma and its result, you know, how that. So learning about the karma is important. So in the Lamrim also is mentioned, you know, karma is, when they talk about the karma is what called definite, then karma is expendable, then we do not meet the result unless we create the karma. Once we create the karma, then we have to, the result, no, once once karma is created, then you have to expiate it.
所以呢，这样想的话，哎，我们突然死掉呢，将来会怎么样？我们会发生什么事？如果你这样想呢，就应该对了。他会带你到下一个哈，下一个佛陀讲的东西。佛陀是很有系统的。好，下一个我们要讲的就是业果的道理，是一个非常重要的修行的法门呢。业果的道理一个功课来的。这个业果的道理在菩提道次第呢也有讲过。这个业果呢，其实呢有四种特质，就四种特质，就是业决定一切。业可以决定你一切将来遇到的东西，然后业呢它是不断增长的，这是第一个特质。那第三个特质呢是业不造不受，然后第四个特质呢业造已不失。
So here's the first one. Karma is definite. The meaning of that, you know, so you create virtuous karmaSo definitely you experience the happiness. Once you create a negative karma, so it's definitely you experience the suffering. So it is definite. You know, when it's karma, it's definite, it's about that. You create virtuous karma, then you will experience negative results. Not like that. It is definite. So the karma is definite means that. So.
所以业呢，当我们讲的业的道理，业果道理的，首先我们就要先明白业决定一切。怎么说业决定一切呢？如果你造的是善业的话呢，你将来得到的果报肯定是善的果报。如果你造的是恶业的话，你将来得到果报呢肯定是恶的果报。所以恶的果报就是将来呢你会感受到痛苦了等等。所以他是不可能说哦，我造了善业，然后将来我得到恶的果报，也不可能说哦，我造了恶业，将来我还是可以得到很大的快乐，得到快乐的果报。哦，他绝对不会这样的。
So then next one, karma is expandable. So that one, even if you create a small negative karma, you know, the karma, I don't know, will be multiplied.You know, so day by day, the karma will be multiplied and become extremely powerful. Then the result will be very big, you know. Very beginning, of course, the karma is very small, what you create. Virtuous karma or negative karma is small, but day by day, you know, you don't purify the negative karma, you don't multiply. You know, after a while, become extremely powerful.Then you have to experience so much suffering like that. So
第二个特质呢，业果的道理，它第二个特质就是业会不断的增长广大。怎么说呢？比如说，如果我们造了一个很小很小的、很微小的一个恶行哦，像我们讲，哎呀，不用紧了哦，我们把它放在一边。可是呢，这个恶小的恶行啊，你把它放在一边。开始的时候它真的是很小，然后你不做任何东西，你没有去净化它，它就会随着时间慢慢慢慢的增长，慢慢变得越来越强大，结果你最后感受到的却是个很大的恶的果报。
So this is the second one, the third one. So if you don't create karmaEither you don't create virtuous karma or you don't create negative karma, then of course, then you cannot experience or happiness or suffering. It's not possible, you know.
所以第三个特质，业果的道理的特质就是业不造不受。要是呢，你没有造善业的话呢，你当然不会感到任何善的果报；你不造恶业的话，也不会感受到任何恶的果报。你没有造舍业呢，不善不恶的果报，也不会感受到任何果报。就是你没有造任何业，就不会有任何的果报。
So, So the idea is that in order to experience happiness or suffering, you must create the karma. You know, otherwise not possible. You know?
换句话说，如果呢，你能够感受到快乐，或者你能够感受到痛苦的话，这就是你的果报，就肯定你以前有造过相似的业果。
So then, the number four is like that. So once you create negative karma or vicious karma, once you create it, if it is not destroyed by any other means, then Even the time goes, eon of time pass, it won't disappear. And the result of that good and bad karma, it won't disappear, you know, by the time, by time or by any other means. So that means, so once you create karma, you will experience sooner or later.
第四个特质，业果的特质就是业造已布施。如果呢，你造作了一个善业啊，或者你造作个恶业啊，比如说你举个例子，你造作那个恶业的话，这样呢，你什么东西也没有做啊，也没有去净化啦，没有忏悔啦，就任由它放着，这样可能呢，这一生没有你没有得到它的果报，叫诶。我还很好的啊，没有东西啊，然后下一生也没有感受到他恶的果报。可是呢，就算是过了很多很多年，就累劫，经里面他用劫是一个时间的意思，就很长很长的时间，经过了很多很多劫呢，这个业你造了，它是不会坏事的，它是总有一天呢，它还是会得到它的果报的。所以呢，它就叫做业造已布施。所以你只要造作了善业或造作了恶业呢，你一定肯定会得到它的果报的。
So then, in the karma topic, it's also explained about that.The ten non-virtuous karma, you know, what called the three from the body, three apart from the speech, three from the mind. So about the ten non-virtuous.
所以在这个业果的道里面呢，除了讲这四种特质呢，他还有跟我们讲啊，什么是善的业，什么是恶的业，他特别提到了这个十恶业。十恶业呢，有三种恶业是由身体所引发的，有四种呢是由你的口业所引发的，有三种呢，另外三种是由你的心呢，你的意所引发的，就三身四口三意，加起来就十恶业。
So, such as from the body, you know, stealing, then killing, stealing, sexual misconduct. From the speech, lying, divisive speech, harsh words, then gossip, poor, then from the mind, covetousness, ill will, wrong view, like that. So this.
所以呢，这三个身的恶业呢，指的是杀、盗、淫啊。这个口的四个恶业呢，指的是妄语、恶口、绮语、两舌。这个意的恶业呢，是指贪嗔痴。
So, so again, here so, so one. Another, what called important to understand is you do engage one of these negative karma. You know, like example of like killing or stealing. You engage in one of these negative karma action, what will happen? What kind of result you have to experience of this karma, you know?
当我们在 在上这个十二页的二页果的课的时候呢，就有一点我们要很重要，就要了解，如果我们造作了这些恶业，比如说如果我们造作了杀的业啦，或者造作了偷盗的恶业，将来会发生什么事，这些恶业呢所感得的果报是怎么样的。
So here, so Buddha mentioned, so you engage one negative action such as killing, stealing,then result of this karma, then you have to experience four different type of result. You know.
所以佛陀呢，在佛经上说过了，如果我们造作了任何一种恶业呢，比如说杀业啊，或者偷盗的业呢，这我们将会感受到四种业报。
So one is the ripening result. You know, take rebirth in the different realm.And also depend how heavy negative karma you are created related with killing. You know, this heavy is negative karma, then you have to take rebirth in the hell realm. The medium killing negative karma will take rebirth in the hell beings. Then the smallest negative karma related with killing, then you take rebirth in the animal like that. So also depend.What kind of heavy need to come you created. So according to that, you will take different rebirth like that.
这样其中一个果报呢，就叫做易熟果。易熟果呢，就是这一生完后呢，因为你所造作的恶业呢，所以它就把你推向投生到恶趣里面。根据你所造恶业的深重的程度，他们有什么上品啊、中品啊、下品啊等等哦，这样的来分析，来分析。如果你造作的恶业的程度很深重的话呢，你就投生到地狱道。所以你的易熟果呢就地狱道，如果你造作的恶业比较浅一点比较轻一点的话，你就投生到畜生道去。
So then that's another result within same negative karma you created taking rebirth in the different realm, then another is experiencing the result similar to the causeAnd also,
另外一种果报呢，这造作恶业的果报呢，就是你会感受到同样的果报所带来的，同样的恶业所感受的那样的果报。
So, because that means so you kill someone, so.Because you shorten the other lives, so because of the similar result will be experienced when you take different rebirth, you know, like another rebirth, then, you know, your life will be short there, you know.
Okay, 明白了。就说如果你造作了杀了人的果报之后啊，就算呢，就算你已经投生了恶趣啊，过后恶报完了再投生为人的话呢，因为你过去生曾经造作这个杀业，所以就算你这一生呢投生为人的话，你的命呢也会因为你过去曾杀人而变得短寿。
So like that, then the third one, the creating the result similar to the cause.
第三种果报呢，你会继续因为过去的习气，你会继续造作同样的恶行。
So that means when you take rebirth, so that time immediately somehow your mind just want to engage in killing, you know, because of the karmic result in the past. So even the young time, it's just your mind just want, you know, just this feeling just arise, you know, to kill or harm to other like this, it immediately arises like this.
Okay, 这个在佛经里面叫做领受等流，领受等流果。刚才那个就说你短命的那个是等流果，所以第一个果呢投生到地狱叫做异熟果，第二个呢就是就算地狱完了再投生为人很短命的叫做等流果，这第三个呢叫做领受等流果。就是因为呢过去生你曾经杀了人，就算呢过了很多生然后你恶报在地狱恶去完了再投生为人的话，因为过去生你曾杀过人，所以这一生呢你会有要杀死别人那种冲动。
So, so then you talk the fourth one, the, what you call environmental result.
第四种呢是环境的果报。
So that is, then you will take this kind of report in certain place, you know, where there's less food, you know.Less medicine, less. I mean, even there's some food or medicine, then it doesn't really become powerful. Even you eat, not effective, you know, become like that.
Okay. 第四种果报呢，就是因过去曾造作这个，比如说这杀人的恶业等等。所以你就算你去了地狱道啊，再投生为人，你所投生的环境啊，也是恶劣的，因为过去生所造作的恶业，所以投生的环境是恶劣的。怎么说呢？可能你投生的地方呢，不容易找到食物，或者呢是缺乏医药，或者甚至呢可以找到食物，可是这食物吃了呢，对身体啊也没有什么营养。
So like that. So then, even you have some tree, the fruit, you know, the fruit tree, even that have just little fruit on the tree. You know, then places so dry and like a lot of pavement, nothing grow like that, you know, that kind of place. you may take rebirth like that.
所以呢，就算呢，这个环境的因素是很非常恶劣的，就算呢比如说你生长的地方可能有一些果树了什么，可是这果树长出来结的果却很少或者很小，所以呢不够吃也没有什么效用，这样呢而且你可能那个地方就会出现饥荒，找不到食物吃，或者那个地方呢可能土地很贫瘠很难种东西种了可能就死掉了。
So even bearEven the tree or fruit tree, whatever you have there, you know, even bear some, grow some fruit, but it doesn't last long, immediately destroyed by something else, not able to enjoy the fruit like that. So, then a lot of sickness, a lot of this, piting sickness, a lot of problem, that kind of place, you know.
所以呢可能就算那个地方就算是有树或果树它结的果子很少，要不然就结这果子很快就烂了也不能吃所以就是要找到食物非常困难，而且那地方可能呢就很多疾病啊瘟疫啊等等，不只是这样可能那个地方还会很多战争所以就很难很难生存下去。
So here, so it's extremely important to understand, you know. So, just killing a small insect, for example, you know, if you don't purify it, leave it like that, that will become extremely powerful. You know, then, sooner or later,You have to take rebirth. Then you have to experience for different type of result. No? So even if you take rebirth as human beings, you have to experience all different type of result, environmental result. You know, then this, what the experience and the result similar to the cause, creating,The result similar to the cause like that. So, even if you take a rebirth, human being, your life becomes shorter like that. Then environment also not so good like that. Then of course immediately you have this kind of mind to engage in killing like that. You know.
所以了解业果的道理是非常重要的。比如说如果我们只是杀死一只很小的昆虫，就哎呀这样小又不是故意的。如果你不是去净化的话呢，这个业呢随着时日的增长就会变得越来越强大。好，所以可能你不留意的话，这样你下一生呢，诶，就会因为这个杀死很小的昆虫，所以结果呢感受到很大很大的痛苦的果报。就算就感受到这四种果报了，就易熟果啦，啊，还有等流果啦，啊，还有造作等流啦，领受等流啦，啊，还有那个有那种冲动的心要去杀别人啦，可能你的果报易熟果成熟完了之后，地狱完了之后，你投生为人，就算投生为人，你的那个环境也可能是很差的，因为这样的一个果，你果报呢？他的果报呢不是一生就完了，哦，就是你杀一只昆虫你一生地狱道就完了，他就算你投身在下一生，他的果报继续让你去慢慢的不同的去消受，所以你投身的环境可能很糟糕，这样你的命呢可能也是很短命的，在环境也不好了，所以你是很容易有这个冲动，哦，可能要去杀害另外一个众生，结果呢他的果报呢就慢慢的积累起来了。
So the point is here, so so the Buddha advice is that, so if we don't want suffering, then do not create negative karma. You know, if we create negative karma, then you will experience so much different type of suffering. You know, so Buddha advise us not to create negative karma.Even the smallest negative karma shouldn't create that. You know, if you want happiness, you don't want suffering. You know, very simple advice Buddha is giving. You know, if you create that, what so many different types of results you have to experience from life to life, you know.
所以佛陀呢就给了我们这个很简单的忠告。如果我们不要痛苦的话呢，我们就不要去造作任何的恶业，因为只要我们造了任何一种恶业的话呢，我们将来呢都会感受到各种各样苦的果报，会感受到各种各样苦的果报，所以呢不要以为，哦，这个恶其实是很小的，不用紧的，所以我们就去造作，哦，因为华语呢华文有句话说，不以恶小而为之，这是一个很简单的忠告，啊，佛陀很久以前就已经讲了。
Yeah, so that's why the Buddha, the sutra, you know, do not create any negative action. You know, Buddha said that. You know, so any negative, even smallest negative karma, shouldn't create, because karma is expandable. You know.
所以佛经就有云，我们不应该去造作任何的恶业，就算是非常非常微小的恶业，我们都不应该去做。
Okay, then I don't know what it does. So like that. So you look carefully. You know that once you create negative karma.You have to experience four different types of results. Then especially the last one, creating the results similar to the action, similar to the cause. So that means next life, immediately when you grow, you take rebirth from the young, you have this kind of, you know, enjoying and killing, you know, just arises. Then of course, because of that, you engage in, again, another killing, you know,So like that, then almost endless, you know, you think like that, then you engage so much killing like that, you know, then life to life, then you're getting worse and worse, worse and worse, you know, almost never free from suffering like that.
所以呢，如果我们真正明白的话，我们就知道造作任何一种恶业的话呢，我们就得到这四种不同的果报。第一种果报就叫易熟果，第二种呢是等流果，等流果可以分成造作等流果和领受等流果。那第三种呢，在佛经上有不同的翻译，有一些叫主上果，有叫增上果，就是指呢我们的环境。所以这有四种这个术语，如果您看佛经的话，哦，这四种术语，易熟果、造作等流、领受等流，还有增上果，这四种。所以如果我们造作了一种恶业的话，比如说我们造作了很小微小的恶业，我们没有去净化的话，这样我们可以看见我们易熟果报完了之后呢，我们投生为人，就算投生为人，我们也会感受到造作等流和领受等流果，就是我们的寿命呢也会比较短，这样呢我们有那种要杀的冲动，而且我们的增上果，我们的环境呢也不是很好的，它可以使我们的寿命更加短暂。这最糟糕最糟糕的就是我们所谓的前世的习性啊，至今仍有，就这个造作等流，就造作等流果，就是可能有些小孩子，你看他虽然是投生为人了，可是他有这种冲动啊，他很喜欢去杀害另外一些生命，所以当你有这样的果报的时候，这样你再去杀害那个生命的话，你就又造了一次恶业，这样你可能呢就又将来又投生到地狱道去了，就会有又另外一个一轮的易熟果啦，然后啊等流果啦、增上果啦，所以它变成一个恶性的循环，不断的啊推向你要去地狱啊，上来再下去了，上来再下去，所以你的求出无期。求出脱离痛苦就没有一个日期了。
So here, so therefore, and upon this good quality, you know, conviction on this. So that means, you know, finding this conviction on karma, you know, very, you know, definite conviction. Finding in the karma is extremely important, you know.
所以呢，我们这样的去思维的话，业果的四个特征呢，然后造业后有四种不同的果报了。然后我们这样反复的去思维的话呢，我们心里呢要得出一个结论哦。哦，我们结论是什么呢？就刚才讲过了，这样我们要有这样确切的结论，认为确切认识到，哎，这个是对的。这样我们的这个思维呢，升起相应感受呢，这样我们的思维呢，就达到它应该具有的效果。
So here, so karma is not easy to understand how the karma and the result and how it works. Only Buddha can see clearly. You know, for us, very difficult to understand how the karma works. So only Buddha can explain.How the karma works very, very clearly. So therefore, so we have to study, learn. If we believe Buddha, something, the valid person, then learn his teaching, like karma topic. Then finding conviction on that, what Buddha said is true. Having faith on that. Then from there, then you try to avoid.You know, based on his teaching, what he said, then try to avoid, not to engage, you know, negative karma much as possible. You know.
这个业果的道理是不容易真正的去理解的，哦，因为呢，只有佛陀呢才能一一明白业果的方方面面、各种细微的那个道理。对我们来说，对我们的凡夫来说呢，我们是很难完完全全的100%去了解这个业果的道理的。好，所以呢，我们只有依赖佛陀，因为佛陀能够很清楚、很详细，能够很细微处的业果，他都能解释得很清楚。所以我们就根据佛陀的经验，佛陀所讲的佛法呢，要去学习，去听闻，然后呢，我们去思维、去分析，比如说分析业果它的四种特征啊，到底是。 真的的对呢还是错的，然后呢业果的四种果报，那所引发的四种果报是怎么样的。当我们如理的去思维去分析，我们发现诶，我们得出的结论其实这是正确的话，这样我们就可以对这个业果的道理呢升起信心。因为只有当我们知道诶，这个讲的是对的，我们才会有信心。然后有信心的话，我们就会根据佛所讲的道理呢去修去做，我们就可以避免去造作恶业。
So then there's the importance of good quality. So please bless me always to be careful to abandon even the slightest negativities and complete all virtuous deeds.
所以当我们升起了这样的信心的时候呢，这样我们才会做到呢这功德本颂里面第四个偈讲的众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。
Okay, so also like that, you know, so requesting to the Buddhas and Gurus, you know,to find this conviction and karma, you know. Then, once you find conviction, then, okay, you are able to abandon the negative karma, accumulate virtuous karma, then easy, you know.
所以呢，当我们在念这个功德本颂的时候呢，我们在做我们的日常功课的时候，其实呢，我们在念的时候，我们可以祈请，向佛陀祈请，让我们呢能够真正的领悟到啊，领悟到这功德本颂啊的偈所讲的，然后让我们能够如实的去理解这个业果的道理，得到真正的真正的结论，这样我们就可以呢远离一切重恶。
Also like that, so it's mentioned, so, you know, for like killing, you know, when you kill, then you have to experience similar result to that, you know, your life becomes shorter, whenever you take rebirth, life becomes shorter. Then by stealing, also then, even if you take human rebirth, then you are always living in what called poverty.Poverty, what called? Poor. Poverty. Yeah.
所以呢我们可以从这个业果的道理看见，如果我们造作恶业的话呢，这业是不流失的话，我们呢就会感受到所谓的等流果。这等流果指的是什么呢？这造作的业呢，其实它有相应的果报，它有相应的果报的。所以呢，就算是下一生呢，你会得到类似的果报。比如说你杀了人，杀了人就是表示你损害生命，你损害生命的话呢，你就算是再生为人，你的自己的寿命也会受到损害，就是你的命会短了，你会短寿。所以呢它就叫做等流果，它叫等流果。然后比如说你遭受的偷盗的业，偷盗的业是使人的钱财损失或减少，所以就算你投生为人，你艺术果完了，你投生为人，你自己的钱财呢也会跟着减少或损失，所以呢你会投生为比较穷，变得比较穷，内生会变得比较穷困。
So like that, then also result of that sexual misconduct also that is mentioned that if you are married, you know, able to not stay long time there, immediately separate it.Wife, husband, you know, always losing wife, husband, like that. You know, always separating because of such misconduct. The similar result you will experience.
如果造作了邪淫的果报呢？所以你会感受到相似的结果了啊，就是艺术果完了还是会有等流果的。比如说如果可能结婚了，可是这个婚姻呢可能就不能长长久久，所以可能呢就会分开了。
So like that, then also the similar result, you know, you have the experience of lying. It's always have these people criticizing you.Your spirit, you know, always people criticize you. This because of the lying karma.
所以呢，这个等流果，比如说了，我们说妄语，妄语就说谎了，说不诚实的语言。妄语，这样它的等流果是怎么样的？就是说你艺术果过后，等流果，你内生你的感受到的是什么呢？你会得到别人的批评，所以你的那个领受等流果呢，就是时常被别人批评。
So then, divisive speech, what was
divisive speech?
Divisive speech. The result of that, then, always separating, you know, from the friend, you know, separation from the friend.
Separation from the friends.
Friends or relative, or I mean, close one, you can say that.
像如果我们造作了两舌的恶业，这两舌就是他这边讲，然后可能两个好朋友两个好的东西，他们就反目成仇，这个叫两舌。如果我们曾经造作这个两舌的恶业的话呢，我们所感受到的领受等流是什么呢？可能这一生呢，我们就和我们的亲戚啊或朋友呢就分离了。
So then the harsh speech, the similar result. You know, so what you experience is that always hearing unpleasant sound.
这样，如果我们曾经恶口、恶言、恶语啊，就恶口的这个恶业的话，我们所得到的领受等流果是什么呢？就我们时常听到不动听的声音，不悦耳的声音，你听到声音就觉得恶。
So then, the gossip, the senseless speech, result of that, you know, your word, and it not become powerful. You know, nobody listen what you said. You know, how much you said.People doesn't listen to you. No.
如果我们造作了个绮语的恶业的话呢，我们所感受到的等流果是什么呢？就领受等流果呢，就是我们说的话没有分量。我们说，就别人不会听你说的话了啊。那别人觉得你说的话不必去特别去留意哦、注意或放在心上。
Also mentioned, also become more. The attached person, so much attachment there is mentioned that, result of that.
Attachment to what?
Senseless speech.
哦，其实如果你造作的
because of senseless speech, next life become more attachment person.
More senseless.
Attach, yeah.
所以如果我们造作的绮语的恶业的话呢，除了别人不会把你的话放在心上呢，我们还会有一种贪执啊，贪执那些怎么讲呢？无厘头的话或者什么那些无关紧要的话，我们通常都会起那种贪执，我们喜欢听喜欢讲那样的话，会有这样的倾向了。
No, you become more attached person, that's it.
不懂了，他们讲你会变得更八卦。好像我们喜欢听一些八卦的新闻啊什么之类的，我们会哎呦这个什么什么会有这样的贪执啊。
Okay, so then, anyway, so the covetousness, you know, the similar result, you know, so whatever you wish doesn't become truthful, and it doesn't become what God doesn't happen. It will destroy. You know, whatever you wish will destroy like that.
刚才讲的是语的恶业，现在讲的是心念造作的恶业。这个心的恶业，贪的恶业。如果我们有这个贪的恶业的话呢，像他的那个等流果就是，我们心里所要想要追求的呢，都不能得到实现。
All right, then, ill will, you know, similar result is like that, you know. I think so much fear, you know, arise in the mind.
如果我们有这个新造作这个称的念头，所以英文不算是称了，它讲是一个恶的念头的话，恶的念头的话呢，像我们这一生等流果了，这个领受等流，我们可能心里就很容易升起这个害怕恐惧的心理，我们会有这种大害怕。
So like that. Then last one, because of wrong view, you have many then because of that.Next life, then you have so much different type of view, and all this bad view arises. So like that, then you become very hardcore. I don't know how to say.
Seeker-minded?
Oh, something, yeah. You become something like that, then. I don't know, pickle-minded?
Seeker-minded.
What call? You know, very cheating person. What you call? I don't know. Cheating the people. You become very clever to cheat people like that.
Clever and cheating.
Yeah, clever and cheating people. I don't know. Something like that. Clever and cheating people. All like that. Deceiving people.
如果我们有心里头产生那个痴，就是这样的邪见的话呢，这样呢，我们的领受等流啊，就是未来可能呢，我们的心呢会变得很不稳定哦，我们时常呢能够从一个见解呢，然后摆呀、摇摇摆摆摆到另外一个见解去，就这个人你怎么讲呢？这样的人，你们有没有更好的词语哈、啊？他很容易就变的、变心的、变来变去的，然后他其实是很有那样的倾向，就是。很聪明啊，就是很聪明，很狡猾，可以用狡猾吗？或者奸诈，会变成一个很狡猾、很奸诈的人，就是欺骗别人的手法非常高明，非常厉害啊，这变成一个很奸诈的人。
So here's the point is, you know.Once you engage in this negative action, like tender and virtuous action, any kind of the tender and virtuous action, once you engage, then, you know, we have to experience so much this negative result, different type of suffering, you know. So, then there's so much suffering from life to life, you know.And we have to suffer for a long time, almost cannot come out from the samsara, you know. So like that, when you think deeply, then it looks extremely scary, you know, creating the negative karma, you know.
所以如果我们有真正的去思维啊，去分析的话，只要我们是造作了任何一种恶业，恶业其实有很多很多种了，我们只是大概在讲哦，这有十种，其实很多很多种。所以，如果造作了任何的一种这十不善业的话呢，我们将来会感受到的恶的果报呢，是各种各样、千姿百态、 千姿百态，各种各样的。所以而且不只是一生啊，而且是很多很多生啊，生生啊，我们都会感受到痛苦啊。它可以是易熟果，可以是等流果，可以是增上果，以各种各样的形式啊，让我们感受到长时间呢、啊，感受到各种各样的痛苦。所以呢，要从这样的痛苦中呢，能跳出来、解脱出来，其实是非常难的。所以，如果我们真正去分析的话呢，我们却感到、其实这是很怕人的一件事。当你有这样如理的去分析的话，你就会得出这样的结论了。
So once you understand this very well, then you are able to abandon, no? Even a small negative karma, you are able to abandon that, no? Otherwise, very difficult, you know. You don't care much. Once you understand the karma, how the karma works, then.Any negative karma, you are able to engage. You are able to remember this result of karma. You have to experience sooner or later. You know this, mindful on that. Then, any negative karma you are about to engage, immediately you can restrain, restrain from that. Yeah.
所以呢，这 Ken Rom 直接告诉我们呢，怎样才算呢？你真正了解或者你的这个修啊已经是可以了，大概是修到了，就是说你真正的了解这个业果的道理的话呢，你就很容易去舍弃或者放弃造作这个恶业，就算是很微小很微小的恶业呢，你也不会去造作，要不然你可能就哎呀不管啦，哎呀这很小而已嘛，不用紧，然后你就会继续去做了。如果当有人跟你这样讲的话，就表示这个人呢就算读过佛法班也是不了解佛法的，他是没有真正了解这个佛法，了解业果的道理。如果你真正的如理去实修分析过后，你明白得出结论的话，你去了解，如果我造作恶业呢，我感受到恶报只是迟早的事。所以当你要去造作这个恶业的时候，有这个冲动要去造作恶业的时候，你就会突然咚想起来，我不可以去造作，因为这个会有恶报，而且我可能承受不了啊！这样你就会控制住自己，把自己拉回来，不会去造作这个恶业啊！当你能够这样做的话呢，就表示你这个思维修呢啊，至少已经成功了一点点。
Okay, that's all for today. The next time, then we talk continue to that how to abandon.In case we engage in negative karma, how to abandon it?
所以呢，今天呢，我们就讲到这里，讲到业果的道理。下个星期，不是下个星期，下个星期我们没有课，后个星期我们才继续，因为下个星期是清明节，的法会，清明的法会。Next week we don't have lesson, 清明 festival.
好嘞，
对吗？是不是？可是下个星期呢，还早上还是有 Dharma for Seniors。
16 of April.
OK, 更正。下一堂课是4月16日。所以你们有两个星期的时间去做这个思维修。修这个业果的道理。You have 2 weeks to meditate on this topic until we resume on 16th of April. You have 2 weeks, 你有两个星期去分析。可是下个星期还是有乐龄乐法日了。Dharma for seniors continue next Sunday.Yeah, resume next Sunday according to ABC SMS. 下个星期天早上10:30还是有乐龄乐法日啊，所以我们的另外一个师兄会帮忙翻译。下星期你们还是可以来了，早上有乐龄乐法日，下午有那个清明节法会。所以下个星期还是可以来，然后呢，后个星期四月初是因为我们的 Ken Rinpoche 要去我们的姐妹中心 马来西亚的姐妹中心啊传法啊，你们也可以看看他们发出的那个通告，你们也可以去马来西亚的。10:30 Dharma for seniors will start next week at 10:30 a.m. Afternoon is Qingming Festival. That's for next week. Then the week after, Kim Rujie is going to our sister center in Malaysia. You can look at the program from our sister center in Malaysia. They have advertised it already.现在我们做回向，回向是那本比较大的本子啊，这一本第32页。愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，为生令其速升起。以身令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是。未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切30善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，为行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。所以我们4月16号下午1:30见。啊，乐林乐法日下个星期天早上10:30见。Hello。这里呢还有8份刚才一个师兄上去复印的功德本颂的复印本，谁要的可以跟我拿，谢谢。回家可以每天念观想本师释迦牟尼佛放出大光芒，然后你念最后一份，可以，谢谢。